Arlecchino from Lies of Pi Overturn.
The Blood Artist.
Yep. Against Gascoigne.
Father Gascoigne.
Oh, man. So, you've been playing Lies of Pi.
I have recently been playing Lies of Pi.
Yeah, and it's definitely in the... It's got everything, right? Like, if we were ever to have, like, a close second to Bloodborne from a vibe standpoint, aesthetically, that's pretty good.
Lies of P.
That's pretty good. The Arlecchino boss fight alone has convinced me I need to buy and beat this whole fucking game.
Like, mid-fight cutscenes where you're doing these, like, special, like, combo attacks with Leia, who is the partner you're with at the time, and then moving into the second phase on its own.
That transition to his puppet mode?
He just...
But then you have the tragic hunter himself.
Father Gascoigne. Father?
What a complete story. And it's... I mean, he was a tough-ass time those first 15 or 16 hours when the game first released. But as you explore his boss arena, like, you find his wife... You find the music, you could use the music box on him, which connects to his story, but then that connects, like, there's so much ingrained in the first section of Bloodborne.
In terms of arena, I give it to Gascoigne.
I do like Gascoigne's arena better than Arlecchino's.
I do like the pool of blood covering the snow of Arlecchino is a nice contrast of color.
Simple.
Based off vibes, I give it to Arlecchino.
Yep, I'm going to go with that as well, but I would say just, I'd love to see these guys actually duke it out.
Absolutely.
I